The Big Sick takes on the basic structure of a predictable Hollywoodized romantic comedy and finds fresh ways to make a formula we think we know seem totally new. It's proof positive that you can make a good movie out of just about any material, so long as you come at it from an interesting angle. It's based on the real experiences of married screenwriters Kumail Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon, who met while Nanjiani, starring here as a semi-fictionalized version of himself, was working as a struggling stand-up comic in Chicago. Emily, played in the film by Zoe Kazan, is a practicing therapist, and they meet at a comedy club and have what they assume will be a one-night stand. She's just not in a place to be dating right now. He pretends that he isn't either. We know, and I think the characters do too, that they'll see each other again, and soon they're dating. Kumail and Emily have such an easygoing chemistry, and the truth of their relationship comes out in the small moments that most mainstream movies don't bother to include. The way Emily casually mentions a previous marriage Kumail wasn't aware of, how when she stays over at his place, she sneaks downstairs to the 24-hour diner to use the bathroom at 3 a.m., how she still sometimes rides in Kumail's back seat because he works on the side as an Uber driver. They seem made for each other. But there's a problem. Kumail's parents, immigrants from Pakistan, are devout Muslims, and they want Kumail to marry a nice Pakistani girl and just take the LSAT already. His mother, played by Zenobia Shroff, not so casually invites available young women to drop in during their regular family dinners, while his father, played by Bollywood icon Anupam Kher, looks on in equal parts bemusement and exasperation. They don't know about Emily, and she doesn't know that they don't know, but when she finds out that, she breaks up with Kumail. It's at this point in the story that the Big Sick makes some unexpected turns. Emily is hospitalized with a mysterious lung infection, and Kumail rushes to the hospital as the doctors are preparing to put her into a medically induced coma. When her parents rush to Chicago from North Carolina, they're surprised to see their daughter's ex-boyfriend there. Emily's dad, Terry, played by Ray Romano, is begrudgingly welcoming, while her mom, Beth, played by Holly Hunter, is merely perplexed and visibly irritated by his presence. The casting of Hunter and Romano turns out to be one of the movie's most brilliant gambits. They carry the weight of their most famous roles along with them. Hunter is the whip-smart Southern firecracker, Romano is the laconic sitcom father, and they subvert those personae in ways we don't see coming. Both of these characters contain unseen multitudes, and two of the best scenes in the movie involve each of them being left alone with Kumail and spilling their guts to him. For all of its intimacies, though, The Big Sick does make some grand gestures that wouldn't be out of place in a much worse and much less surprising romantic comedy. There's a climactic dinner table scene that implements humorous cue cards, a third act plea for a change of heart, and a final scene that, as cute as it is, could just have easily been written for Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. But the film is so completely charming and winning, both because its characters are so vivid and its writing so intelligent, that even those manufactured moments work. It helps, too, that Nanjiani and Gordon's screenplay extends its empathy to nearly every character, no matter how minor and seemingly inconsequential. The other stand-ups haunting the back rooms of the comedy club, the hospital staff, even Kumail's parents, who, as strict as they are in their traditional Muslim beliefs, are never made into villains or comic buffoons. The Big Sick was directed by Michael Showalter, who doesn't bring much visual panache to the proceedings, but who has an undeniable way with his cast. That's no doubt a byproduct of his career as an actor, typically in large ensembles. He started out as a member of the sketch troupe The State and co-created and co-starred in the cult comedy Wet Hot American Summer. He has a great lead in Nanjiani, who's long been a ringer in comedies that are beneath his talents. His best, most substantial work has been on the brilliant HBO series Silicon Valley. So it's refreshing to see him in a star turn that allows him to indulge in both off-the-cuff humor and genuinely dramatic moments. Hopefully he gets more substantial roles that he doesn't have to write himself. And Kazan, in a role that requires her to be off-screen for long periods of time, is hardly an accessory to Nanjiani's personal growth. She's got her own identity and agency, and we understand who she is before her illness takes hold. This is a very funny movie and a warm movie, and when it goes for emotion, it's earned. It works completely. That The Big Sick does all of that without ever seeming to strain for effect or tip over into nauseating sentimentality is perhaps its most impressive feat. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.